Listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke, your daily Broncos podcast.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode of the show. Happy Thursday, all across Broncos country, from the South Stands to the end zone. You are Locked On Broncos. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, NFL analyst and Broncos insider for the Locked On NFL Network. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. You can follow the podcast at Locked On Broncos, and you should subscribe on your favorite podcast provider for daily exclusive Denver Broncos coverage, your team every day here on the Locked On NFL Network. Today's episode of Locked On Broncos is brought to you by Pepsi. Made for football watching, this season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch this season. The Broncos, the Patriots, they face off this Sunday, and Pepsi is the refreshment that you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers, because Pepsi is made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Ladies and gentlemen, today's episode of the show, it is Crossover Thursday, our staple here on the Locked On NFL Network. In season, you get to hear from the local experts on the biggest stories, and we get to talk with Mike DeBate once again. So nice you get to hear us twice in back-to-back weeks. The Broncos, Patriots, as of right now, everything is all set. Everything is lining up for a Drew Locke versus Cam Newton showdown in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. And we're going to talk with Mike DeBate on today's episode of the show to really dive into some of the storylines, where guys are at on the injury report, and what can we truly expect if both of these teams are fully healthy. And we're also going to talk about some Broncos news here today. We're going to talk about the practice report as the Broncos got back on the practice field yesterday at the UCL Training Center in Inglewood, Colorado. Some good news, a certain player returned to the lineup for the Broncos on the offensive side of the ball. But the bad news of the day that we got to address, a Broncos player is now facing potential discipline from the National Football League stemming from an off-the-field incident Tuesday evening, and it puts the Broncos in a bind at the running back position. We talk about the impact of the potential decision coming down from the NFL, plus the return of Philip Lindsay, how it impacts overall the Broncos offense on Sunday against the Patriots. So let's kick things off on today's episode. Locked On Broncos, ladies and gentlemen. Broncos running back Melvin Gordon is finding himself in a little bit of hot water after being charged with a DUI stemming from being pulled over on Tuesday evening for going 25 miles per hour and 39 miles per hour over the speed limit. The officer determined that there was a smell of alcohol on Gordon's breath, and this puts the Broncos now in a situation because now the NFL is potentially going to be handing down a suspension. And when you look at the overall NFL collective bargaining agreement, a DUI offense could potentially lead up to a 3-game suspension. And Broncos head coach Vic Fangio said on Wednesday that they could also be looking at some internal discipline as well for the incident that did happen. This is just a big shot to the Broncos offense because they were hoping to get a dynamic duo between Gordon and Lindsay going on the offensive side of the ball, with Lindsay's return to the lineup coming back from a turf toe injury. Now the Broncos, it's like the rules have reversed. Philip Lindsay will be the primary back for the Broncos as of right now, or at least for this Sunday, and then Melvin Gordon more than likely will not be active on Sunday against the Patriots, pending the NFL's decision. And even if the NFL decided that they were going to off-hold on a suspension, the Broncos will more than likely hold him out of action as some internal discipline as well. We saw a similar trend with the Broncos last season when safety Kareem Jackson had a DUI. He sat the last two games of the 2019 NFL regular season against the Detroit Lions and the Oakland Raiders at the time. Now Melvin Gordon is out. So what does this do for the Broncos offensively? I think that it's a big blow to them. Obviously getting Philip Lindsay is back, but then you're losing another dynamic back who's had his first 100-yard rushing game of the season against the New York Jets in Week 4. He's been a prominent receiver out of the backfield. He's been good in pass protection as well for the Broncos. And now they lose that dynamic, and they got to rely on Philip Lindsay, who's coming back, hasn't played since Week 1, and they got to rely on Royce Freeman, who has had some limited action in games, but hasn't been able to get really any big spring on some runs on the inside or even to the outside. So the Broncos offense, they're going to be tested by a very stingy and tough New England Patriots defense without Melvin Gordon in the mix. More than likely, the Broncos, they are preparing as if that is the case for them this upcoming Sunday against the New England Patriots. So we'll continue to update and monitor the Melvin Gordon situation situation as more information becomes available, but the suspension that he is facing will more than likely happen in season rather than next season. So keep an eye on that and how the Broncos will adjust with a tough schedule. New England, Kansas City, the Los Angeles Chargers, that would be a tough three-game stretch for Gordon to miss for this Broncos football team overall when he could impact them and help them win games. But the Broncos are rallying around Melvin Gordon. They're disappointed in his actions, but they said that they love him. They're going to pick him up, and they're going to help him get through this, and that's exactly what the team unity cycle is, what Vic Fangio wants. He even used the analogy of fatherhood, saying, "I've been disappointed at times with the decisions that my kids make, but I still love them," and the Broncos, they are going to support Melvin Gordon after he made a terrible decision, and they got to hope that he can learn from it going forward. And also on the Wednesday side of things, the Broncos returned back to practice at the UCL Training Center, and they got a boost by getting a guy back in action they've been missing for quite some time, and that is quarterback Drew Lock. He returned to practice last week, but was on a limited basis. He was only doing some light throwing, position-specific drills. On Wednesday's practice, Drew Lock was a full participant. He went through position-specific drills. He also did team drills as well. He got back in the huddle with his teammates and was echoing the calls. Broncos head coach Vic Fangio mentioned that they're going to evaluate Lock all week, and they're going to make a decision as to whether he'll start. But if you look at the writing on the wall, Drew Lock is primed to make his debut, return from injury from that week two injury against Pittsburgh, against the New England Patriots this Sunday. So look for Drew Lock to be the guy under center for the Broncos on Sunday, as Cam Newton also is going to be returning to the practice field today for the Patriots. It's expected he's going to return from being off the COVID-19 reserve list from the NFL for the Patriots this upcoming Sunday. On a limited basis, Noah Fant returned to practice dealing with a high ankle sprain, and Mike Purcell limited by a knee injury once again. That is progress for Purcell, who did not participate at all last week, and it's a step in the right direction for Purcell, who could make his return after a contract extension, could make his return this Sunday against the New England Patriots. And Broncos cornerback A.J. Boye also returned to practice on a very, very limited basis, doing some stuff on the side. His clock for coming off of injured reserve officially starts after he returned to practice. He separated his shoulder in week one's loss to the Tennessee Titans in the first half. And the Broncos, if he is able to return, will be a tremendous boost as a coverage guy on the outside. And the Broncos do have different options they can roll with on the defensive side of the ball with Devontae Bosby, Bryce Callahan, Michael Ojemudia, and now Boye coming back into the mix. In terms of did not participate, Broncos outside linebacker who's starting opposite of Bradley Chubb, Jeremiah Tauchu, dealing with a quad injury still, did not participate in Wednesday's practice. His status will be monitored going forward for Sunday's game against the New England Patriots. That is your practice report from Wednesday's practice. The Broncos back on the practice field here once again today. We'll see if any of those player statuses progress forward, but as of right now, Drew Lock is set to make his return on Sunday against the New England Patriots. But Broncos Country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to get into our discussion on Crossover Thursday with Mike DeBate, host of the Locked On Patriots podcast, your team every day. But before we do that, I got to tell you about the two sponsors of today's episode, Locked On Broncos. That's our good friends over there at Pepsi and Visa. With Pepsi, thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. And this football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for Sunday's game day from the Broncos and the Patriots, no matter how you watch the game. Pepsi is the refreshment that you need to power through any game day, because Pepsi is made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. And our good friends over there at Visa, they understand we're all going through some tough times here, and they have an important message for you. Visa knows that local businesses are the heartbeat of our communities. Whether they're our corner stores, our coffee spots, or our favorite shops, local businesses have always been there for us. They remember our orders, they call us by name, always giving back and making a difference, and going the extra mile to support us in our community. And right now, more than ever, local businesses, they need our support. So now it's time for us to help return the favor. The next time you go shopping, make the choice to shop at local businesses and look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community. Because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be. Official partner of the NFL.
Broncos fans, Patriots fans, I assure you this is not Groundhog Day. Instead, it's Crossover Thursday, the sequel, here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And that means getting you ready for Sunday's Week 6 now matchup between the Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots, hopefully scheduled for this Sunday, October 18th, 1 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Mountain Time from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. For the second time in as many weeks, I'm Mike DeBate, host of the Locked On Patriots podcast. And again, joining me is my good friend and colleague, Cody Rourke, host of Locked On Broncos. And Cody, I always enjoy sharing the microphone with you, my friend, but I had hoped that we would get a chance to do a second crossover, not this soon. I was thinking maybe the playoffs would be a good time, but alas, here we are. Honor is all mine, my friend.
Hey, it's good to be back. So nice they get to hear us twice talking about this matchup. And so much has changed. I mean, from the standpoint, we were all expecting the game to occur on the Sunday originally. Then it got pushed to Monday. And I tell you what, a 3 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff on a Monday was just really odd to me. So that was that. And then it got pushed back, obviously, to this upcoming Sunday. It changed the complexion of the schedule, I think, for both teams going forward. And here we are. And as of right now, things look like they are on track. The Patriots have had negative tests inside the building. That's great. They're getting Cam Newton back, Stephon Gilmore back. Things are lining up for this matchup. And Mike, I actually want to start things off by asking you a variety of Patriots questions, if that is okay with you.
I would be more than happy to oblige.
I think the biggest thing, you know, I was going into this matchup doing my game preview last Friday after we had done our crossover and looking at the Patriots offensively, the second ranked rushing attack in the NFL, 179 yards per game on the ground. And a lot of that, I felt like they have a three running back system, running back by committee. That's never changed. That's not going to change for them, especially with Sony Michel still on IR. You can expect the three backs there. But now, with Cam Newton back in the fold for this New England Patriots offense, what type of dynamic does that really provide for this Patriots offense now, considering what we've seen historically in Josh McDaniel's system with Tom Brady? They never really had that mobile dynamic quarterback, but with Cam Newton, his ability to be mobile in the games he's played in, they've been very competitive. They've been very tough, despite losing to Seattle, you know, on the one-yard line. These are some things that have stood out to me on tape. What are the Patriots getting with Cam Newton back in the lineup?
Well, without question, Cam Newton provides so many options to this team's ground game, both as a runner himself and as a threat to the defense. His absence would have meant that the Broncos would have had one less player to account for on run defense. And Denver has been very effective in that department this season. So the Patriots having Cam back is definitely a big boon to their ability to run the football effectively, have the three back set. Like you said, I do expect a lot of Damian Harris in this game. I expect a lot of James White in this game. And I also expect Rex Burkhead to get some looks as well. I think you're going to see those three guys try to be effective. And I think you're going to always have the threat of Cam being able to tuck and run the football. Look, Cam provides that dichotomy that the Patriots have not had before on offense. You hit the nail on the head when you said under Tom Brady, they were not able to employ some of those zone reads, some of those RPOs, the ability for Cam to change the complexity of the way defenses have to defend him. Now, that being said, and we touched upon this a little bit last week, Cam still runs some of the old plays from the Brady playbook. You see him run a lot of play action. I think you actually may see some of that this week. The reason being is Cam has been out of action for 2 weeks. He's going to look to get back into the swing of things. And one of the best ways to do it is good old reliable Patriots offense, utilizing the backs, utilizing the run game to open up play action, being able to hit guys like James White, maybe even a Julian Edelman out of the backfield and be able to have them get extra yards after the catch. That's going to be a big part of what the Patriots do. But now with Cam Newton in the lineup, you have to account for his ability to run and extend plays extensively with his legs. Stidham had the ability to do it slightly. I think the Broncos would have given it some consideration, maybe not a whole lot. Brian Hoyer, definitely not a part of his game at all. So the fact that Cam Newton is back in the lineup for the New England Patriots opens things up tremendously for the way they want to play on offense. And it also allows Cam to be able to utilize his arm, throw the ball down the field a little bit. Denver may force them to try to stay in the pocket and try to dare the Patriots to throw on them. Cam can win that game as well. He's not as, you know, proficient as he gets credit for, but he can throw the ball downfield. So it gives them a lot more options and definitely opens things up a lot more for their offense.
So the return of Cam Newton on offense is surely going to boost them. It's going to give guys like Julian Edelman some spring. You know, when in that Monday Night Football game against Kansas City, Julian Edelman didn't look like himself. He just looked disinterested and not really in. He wasn't really into a rhythm on Monday Night Football. I know the Patriots are probably going to try to get him going in this matchup. So we talked about Cam's return, but now on the defensive side of the ball, there is a strong likelihood. We know that Stephon Gilmore, he's returning back to the practice field today. That means more than likely he's going to play on Sunday against Denver. We talked about it last week. He's the one guy that's going to follow the team's number one option, which more than likely is going to be Jerry Jeudy. So it's going to be a key matchup. We're going to have our eyes on Jerry Jeudy versus Stephon Gilmore. We've seen the Tennessee Titans. They had 2 weeks off. Do you think that these teams essentially having 2 weeks off, getting some practice and getting some work in, do you think it's going to help them, or do you think it's going to hurt them not having as much practice time, especially on the defensive side of the ball?
I think it may work to the Patriots' advantage a little, but I think it may work to their disadvantage actually more than it does to their advantage. This is a team that plays very well when they're hot. And when you have a break in the action, especially an unscheduled break in the action, and also missing Stephon Gilmore on the field doing anything that they needed to do, and the Patriots haven't had a whole lot of practice time on the field. Thursday will be the first time they've hit the field since last Saturday, which was only a glorified walkthrough at that point. So the Patriots will need some adjustment. Gilmore in the lineup definitely does a tremendous amount for their defense. He is one of their heart and soul, especially the heart and soul of that secondary. We saw that against the Chiefs. He played very well in the box. He was very hands-on in terms of shutting down one of the primary weapons on their offense, and Sammy Watkins also came in, helped out on Travis Kelce. We saw him come in and help out in the slot when it came to somebody like Tyreek Hill. That's what Stephon Gilmore offers. He offers versatility, and he offers the availability of a lot of other defenders to play in different roles and give the Denver offense or whatever offense they're playing some different looks, things they haven't seen before. Having Gilmore on the field is a big addition for the Patriots because now it frees up J.C. Jackson to maybe get matched up, you know, with Jerry Jeudy or some of the weapons that that the Broncos have. It also allows someone like a Juwan Williams or even a Kyle Duggar at the safety position or the hybrid corner to be able to be a tight end eraser. And if Noah Fant, in fact, can't go in this game, I know he's been limited in practice, better chance this week than last week. But at the same time, if he's limited in any capacity, that allows the Patriots to be able to put one of those guys on him and essentially take him out of their offensive rhythm. So just having Gilmore in the lineup as a shutdown corner is big, but it also changes the way the Patriots are able to employ different packages, and that makes that defense all the more better. And we've seen that in some of the previous games, especially against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, the Broncos, they're hoping to at least be back to full capacity as well on the offensive side of the ball. And coming up here in just a moment, Broncos fans, you got a lot of insight from Mike DeBate, the host of Locked On Patriots. And if you're a Patriots fan, Mike's going to ask me a few questions about the Broncos and what they can expect in this matchup coming up on Sunday at Gillette Stadium in just a moment. But before we get back to our discussion here with Mike DeBate on today's Crossover Thursday, I got to tell you guys about the other two sponsors of today's episode, Locked On Broncos, our good friends over there, rockauto.com and sportsbetting.com. And with rockauto.com, with the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts that you need for your vehicle in a traditional chain storefront. Why should you have to endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders parts on his computer, choosing from the only brand that his warehouse happens to carry? Well, guess what? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. RockAuto.com is a family-owned business that's been serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. That's 20 years worth of great service and friendliness. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything that you need, from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. This summer, I decided to get a new steering wheel cover because the sun in the Colorado heat faded away the leather steering wheel cover that I already had, so I had to get a new one, and I did it through RockAuto.com. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, you get everything that you need in just a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and the prices you prefer. So go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, and write Locked On Broncos in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts that your car will ever need, RockAuto.com. Sportsbetting.com is now live and taking action in the state of Colorado, and you need to put your money where your mouth is. Sportsbetting.com is passionate about sports, and they're the authority on sports betting. With their own in-house bookmakers, Sportsbetting.com is known for their sharp odds and their low juice. That means the best prices for you. New players also get a welcome bonus, a 100% risk-free week of sports betting up to $500. Sportsbetting.com offers no-hassle bonuses with just a one-time playthrough, folks, so take advantage of their NFL touchdown promotions with can't-lose offers on first touchdown in a game, the NFL. Especially with no Thursday Night Football, the Broncos Patriots on Sunday, 11 a.m. Get your action on first touchdown bets today at sportsbetting.com. So get your action on the home of sports betting. That's sportsbetting.com/LockedOnBroncos.
Patriots fans and Broncos fans, Mike DeBate of Locked On Patriots, joined by Cody Rourke, host of Locked On Broncos. And Cody, in the previous segment, we talked a little bit about what the Patriots do on offense. And we also talked about a little bit what they might do on defense with Stephon Gilmore back in the lineup, of course, with Cam Newton back in the lineup on offense. But those aren't the only returns that we can look forward to in this game. The Denver Broncos have some players coming back into the swing of things as well. And of course, the big news out of Denver is that quarterback Drew Lock, having been out since suffering a shoulder injury early during his team's Week 2 game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, was a full participant in Wednesday's practice. He looks like he will start on Sunday. And Cody, no disrespect intended to Brett Rypien, but this should provide a much-needed lift for a Broncos offense that has seen its share of injuries. We talked a little bit about Brett Rypien last week, my friend, and some of the flashes of the talent he was able to show, but also how some of the inexperience had led to some untimely interceptions. Drew Lock is generally praised for his leadership and his command of the field, but I don't think he gets enough credit for his talent on the field. Cody, in your expert opinion, how does Drew Lock's return change the complexity of this offense for the Broncos?
Well, I think that's a great point that you make there. You know, with the return of Drew Lock and the knowledge that he has of the Broncos offense right now under Pat Shurmur, it's a new offensive system for everybody, but Drew's been implementing it a lot longer. He's had the playbook. He's been working with the guys in the offseason, especially when they were getting together at local high schools before the season had started to be able to run the offense as a group. The thing I think that, you know, the Broncos are going to run into is they can open up the playbook a lot more now. You know, with Brett Rypien, he came into the game against the New York Jets and they had a relatively condensed playbook. And it wasn't because Brett Rypien couldn't handle it. It was because the offense has a lot of plays. It has a lot of things. And there's still plays that the Broncos haven't even gotten to yet that they want to open things up with. And it's really hard to do so when you're limited on weapons. You don't have Cortland Sutton, your number one wide receiver. You have Jerry Jeudy, who's now becoming that guy's rookie. You have Tim Patrick opposite of him. KJ Hamler, the Broncos' second round pick, is still dealing with a hamstring injury. He's not going to play this week for the Broncos. And then, you know, arguably your best tight end, who is one of your best playmakers on the football field, he's going to be questionable for Sunday's matchup against the Patriots. And not to mention the situation going on right now with Melvin Gordon. We're just all awaiting word from the NFL on what they're going to do in terms of his off-the-field incident that occurred on Tuesday night. And obviously, if you lose a guy like him, it makes the offense a little bit more difficult to be able to run things, especially with the return of Phillip Lindsay and Royce Freeman. They would have to be the 1-2 punch without Gordon. Drew Lock coming back, I think the Broncos just need to come in there. They need to open it up. They need to get him into a little bit of a rhythm early on, allow him to go through his reads. And I think the biggest thing too is, how's he going to respond after that first contact, right? Because you can't hit quarterbacks in practice. And I think that's something that the Broncos are wanting to see how he responds to, but they also want to be smart and they're not going to throw him out there. They're not going to have him do something they feel like he can't do yet. And that's going to be a big determination in practice. Now, Mike, I don't know if this is just Vic Fangio trying to play a little bit of a chess match with Bill Belichick. We always know how that goes. But on Wednesday, the Broncos had both Drew Lock and Brett Rypien meet with the media and talk with it about. Vic Fangio said something along the lines of, we're going to evaluate Drew all week long, and then we're going to make the determination as to whether or not he's going to play on Sunday. And so it kind of throws this ambiguity out. I don't think anybody's going to buy it. I think Drew Lock, with a full participation in practice, I think he's the guy on Sunday. And it's going to give the Broncos a little bit of a boost. And how is he going to respond after having such a long layoff of not being on the football field in live action? That's going to be the biggest question.
Great points. And I agree with you. I think that Drew Lock will end up being the quarterback this Sunday. I think, yeah, it's probably a little posturing going back and forth between the two coaches. I'd respect it. I actually kind of like it, to be honest with you. I think it gives, you know, Belichick a little bit of Belichick back within his face. And I think it'll be good drama and definitely good theater for us as we anticipate Sunday's game. But at the end of the day, I do believe that Drew Lock will be the guy under center. And just to expound upon something that you just said, and obviously we are awaiting extra news or additional news on the Melvin Gordon situation due to the recent difficulties off the field. But Gordon has been a solid addition to this Broncos running core without any question. He's a player that I know very well, having covered him during my time on the Chargers beat. And the news that Phillip Lindsay is ready to return, you said this very eloquently earlier, that's a solid 1-2 punch for the Broncos running game. Now, last week when we thought Brett Rypien would be the quarterback, we both agreed that he would look to utilize the running game, especially seeing that the Patriots' defense might be vulnerable in that department. We talked a little bit in the previous segment about Stephon Gilmore making his return, and that may tighten up the Patriots' pass defense a little bit, might make Drew Lock a little bit more squeamish to test some of those corners downfield. I think even though Locke makes the Broncos passing game more potent, KJ Hamler is still unlikely to go in this one. We talked a little bit about Noah Fant. He continues to be slowed by an ankle injury. Cody, do you believe that the Broncos are better off utilizing the run, even if Gordon, for any reason, can't go in this game? I fully expect him to be there. But do you think the Broncos may be smart to try to test the Patriots' run defense that has been shown to be a bit porous this year?
Yeah, I believe that should be the emphasis of attack that they have coming into this matchup. I've always believed, and I said it coming into the season for this Broncos football team, and everyone's looking at all the receiver additions and saying, hey, this is a team that's going to air it out. I think the opposite. I think this is a team that it needs to build their identity offensively on running the football and then setting up the pass off of it. That's where the Broncos are at. Philip Lindsay was a 1,000-yard rusher last season and a back-to-back 1,000-yard rusher altogether from his rookie season to his sophomore season. And he's missed these couple of games due to that turf toe injury. They've got to find a way to get the run game going because, you know, Mike, you know this, I think, better than everybody else. When you look at the Patriots and what they do, they play stingy, controlling defense, and then they run the football eloquently. That's why they have a time of possession of 32 minutes, 26 seconds in a game, which is good for third in the National Football League. They understand how to control the tempo of the game, and that's where the Broncos need to get to because I think the Broncos have a pretty good defense. And I think that if they could get the run game going and they can capitalize and come away with points on drives, and then they can play that controlled defense, they're in a position to win games. And I think that's where the team is trying to build. And they haven't been able to do that, obviously, due to injuries. And I feel like that's really been the one thing that's derailed them. So I would expect them to come out and try to test the run game a little bit as well, because we were able to see Kansas City. We were able to see some other teams that the Patriots have played this year really get the run game going. And then I think if you have success with that, you know, the defense will tighten up. Then you can try the passing game a little bit. I think that's what the Broncos strategy should be.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. And speaking of that Denver defense that I believe has been very impressive lately, especially in the 3-4 front, we talked a little bit in the previous segment, Cody, that the Denver defense will now have to game plan for Cam Newton. All situations look like he'll be the starter for the Patriots on Sunday. He's expected to practice with the Patriots on Thursday, and all signs are pointing to him being ready for the field. The Broncos like to employ those inside linebacker blitzes, and they've done a pretty good job of that over the course of the last few games. That should force the Patriots into using their running backs in pass protection. Luckily for the Pats, they've been pretty good at being able to do that. Their backs have been actually very, potent in being able to defend and be able to provide pass protection. As electrifying as Cam can be, the Pats passing game has been average, even with him in the lineup. He can test the ball. He can definitely utilize his arm skills and test downfield. But if that's going to be the sole aspect of their offensive production, this offense might be able to be had a little bit. Denver's defense, on the other hand, again, the 3-4 front ranks 11th in the league in rushing defense. They've allowed 109 yards per game through 4 weeks. That's impressive. Mike Purcell at the nose tackle position has been fighting a knee injury, but he usually lines up between Deshaun Williams, Shelby Harris. Those guys have been very solid. And an active pair of inside linebackers, again, like Josie Jewell, Alexander Johnson, they love to be able to utilize their ability to get after the quarterback. Cody, even though the Denver run defense is so stout, do you think they might be better off daring the Patriots to test them through the air in this game and try to beat them utilizing Cam Newton's arm skills as opposed to that dual threat of him being able to tuck and run when he needs to?
I think for the Broncos, I think that's the best bet, you know, for them to be able to come out defensively is really force Cam Newton to throw the ball. But here's the deal. You know, you talk about the inside linebacker blitzes. Denver does a lot of that, but they also do a lot of stunts with those inside linebacker blitzes. They'll have the one technique cross face across the center and they'll twist and then they'll send the inside backer inside that A gap, or they'll crash down the defensive end on the exterior. And then they'll bring the pass rusher also on the inside. This is where the Broncos really have to make sure that they have edge contained this week against Cam Newton, because if he gets to the outside, it's tough. If you get a guy like James White to the outside, he's going to get positive yardage, and more than likely you're going to have to take really great pursuit angles in order to get him. Damian Harris, I think, is more of that guy that's going to be on the stretch plays, on the dive plays, on some of those zone plays to the inside and the outside. He's kind of that bigger all-purpose type back. I think the Broncos have to find a way to game plan to force Cam Newton to throw the football, because really in the NFL this year, they're the 24th ranked passing offense. But I think those numbers are skewed when you look at the productivity of the rushing attack for the New England Patriots. That's why they're the third ranked rushing attack in the National Football League, is because of the fact that they're so effective on the ground. They really haven't had to pass the football too much. The only time they're able to have to do that was when they're playing Seattle, and it was a shootout game. You're passing back and forth, fourth quarter, you're down a little bit, you have to throw the football. And I think for the Broncos, they got to be able to contain on the outside against Cam Newton and especially the running backs. And I think they can match up well against the receivers. I think you're going to see Bryce Callahan on Julian Edelman. I think AJ Boye, I don't know if he's going to play this week. He returned to practice on Wednesday, but he's more so limited than anything. He has not yet been cleared to play. I don't think he's going to play this week, but I think the Broncos with Devontae Bosby, Michael Ojemudia, and Callahan in the Broncos nickel package, I think they can match up with these New England wide receivers. And if the pressure can get there for Cam Newton, it makes their job a lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if there is a way to have any type of break put on the Patriots offense, it's just by utilizing exactly what you said. Look, and just in the scouting that I've done on the Broncos, obviously you look at some of the yardage that they've given up. A lot of that was in scramble drill situations. And, you know, I think Cam will see some opportunities to make plays by extending the down, keeping his eyes trained in the secondary for the receivers in those scramble drill situations. Another common element is the crossing route, whether it's zone, whether it's man, whether it's matching principles. The Broncos secondary had given up some plays against those crossing routes, so Cam Newton is going to be looking to target those. And I think that if he can, then it's going to open up a lot for the Patriots offense. But like you said, if you can control the edge and you can get the receivers matched up with the Denver secondary, which can play very good defense when they're utilized and when they're in a proper position, that might be a way to be able to neutralize it. So ultimately, I think this is going to be a fun matchup on Sunday. I expect a little bit of chippiness, to be totally honest with you. I think both of these teams are frustrated, maybe not necessarily with each other. They might be frustrated with the league for all of the postponements and the cancellation of the bye week. I think there's going to be a little bit of heightened emotion on the field on Sunday, but it might make for a good matchup and a fun matchup to watch. Hopefully everyone stays healthy, stays safe, and we're looking forward to a great one in Foxborough. Cody, what can I say? It's always a pleasure to join you on the microphone for Crossover Thursday. Always enjoy it. Like I said, I was hoping that our second crossover might be a playoff crossover, but who knows? Maybe third time's the charm. And in a lot of ways, Bud, I think that's really the perfect way to conclude our show today and say, third time's the charm. This is the third time they're going to attempt to play this game. Let's hope this is the one that finally gets it in.
Absolutely. And I think that some listeners of the show, too, I've had some listeners in Broncos. Some people say I sound like Adam Schefter. I'd also say you sound like Rich Eisen. So we got the Rich Eisen show and the Adam Schefter show going here on the Lockdown Broncos, Lockdown Patriots crossover. And so I appreciate you as always, Mike. And guess what? We will talk once again in January.
Absolutely. And I love it. You know what? It'll be great. We'll be able to get that face app up. We'll superimpose Eisen's face on mine, Schefter's face on yours, and we can actually confuse some people. I'm kind of liking this. This is pretty good.
It'll be fun. But hey, Broncos country, Patriots nation, thank you so much for tuning in to today's Locked On Podcast Network crossover show between Locked On Broncos, Locked On Patriots. If you're a Broncos fan, you learned a lot more about the Patriots. If you're a Patriots fan, you learned a lot more about the Broncos. Ahead of Sunday's matchup, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Mountain Time at Gillette Stadium.